This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The phrase payday lending brings with it a certain taint, more than a whiff of outrageous interest rates and what's called a debt trap, high interest loans that keep rolling over and rolling over. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, is out with some new rules today to fix that as much as it can. It wants lenders to consider a borrower's ability to repay the loan, for instance, and also perhaps limit the number of loans that borrowers can take out. But even without those controls, borrowers keep on going back. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at payday loan demand.
A typical payday borrower might make $30,000 a year, says the Pew Charitable Trusts. She may get a loan for a couple hundred bucks for things like rent or to pay an electric bill. Greg McBride is with Bankrate.com.
What would you do? You can pay $50 to borrow $300 and keep your lights on, or get the electricity shut off.
And pay late fees and reconnection fines to get the power turned back on.
You can see why there's a demand for it and why people choose to go this route.
McBride says borrowers simply might not have a choice. Traditional banks generally don't make small loans, and borrowers may not qualify if they did. Or borrowers might decide these loans are the best of limited options. Dennis Schall is the CEO of the Community Financial Services Association of America. It's a trade group that represents short-term lenders.
They may be able to use their credit card. They may have very small savings. They may have the ability to pay a bill late, to bounce a check. They can borrow from a relative. But all those things have consequences.
Schall agrees with the CFPB that lenders should evaluate people's ability to repay loans. He says these products aren't meant for people who are habitually short on cash. The problem is, that's often exactly how they're used.
What we need are viable options and alternatives.
Wade Henderson is the president of the Leadership Conference for Civil and Human Rights.
There are proposals, for example, to allow the U.S. Postal Service to offer a limited product in this area with far lower interest rates.
Henderson says the terms people agree to show how desperate they are for the money. The trick is to find a way to meet that need that doesn't leave them worse off than when they started. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.